Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today, folks, we have a special interview, not one Elvis, but two. OMG. All right, please introduce yourselves.
Hey, everybody. It's yours truly here, Jonathan Hicks, also known as Johnny Elvis, if you've seen me around the Lower Mainland, with my good friend here, also ETA, but a good friend of mine, Jeremy Santa Cruz.
How say hello, Jeremy.
Hello, hello, hello out there in Radio Land.
That was so crazy how you were saying that, it's been a while since you've come to SFU, yes?
Yeah, I've been here a few times, yeah.
Yeah? When? Yeah. How long ago?
My sister was 18 when she was here, like 30 years ago.
Yep.
35 years ago.
35 years ago.
We used to walk up here.
That shows your age.
That's all right.
I'm 30.
No, that's amazing. Well, welcome back to SFU. Thank you so much for coming. And yes, you guys have a big show coming up. Tell me about it.
Big shoe.
Yes.
Big shoe. Yeah, you know, it's funny. First off, thank you so much, Linda, for putting us on here. You've known me now for over a year now.
A couple years since
White Hart, but
exactly.
Just being on the show now, I think three times now.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done a lot of projects, other shows with, you know, our good friend Shelley and Don was here and everything. But this show, it's New Year's. New Year's is coming.
Yes.
So got to party hard, right? So we put on this big show, and Jeremy here, this was kind of his together.
Yep.
And he wanted to say, hey, I'm an Elvis fan. I'm first off an Elvis tribute artist, but I'm also just a fan, and I know you're a fan of Elvis. Let's do something big on New Year's. So we're gonna do that.
Well, let's do something big. But I'm a wheeler dealer. I'm a businessman.
And, yes.
And I see potential in doing Elvis concerts and you know, promoting Elvis is actually more fun for me than actually being on stage. It's fun being on stage, but it's also fun producing these concerts. And I think big, and that's why I want to do something like this at Aria. It's so grand. It's like Vegas. Formal dinner and a show. I dreamed this up, and I thought, okay, who's gonna fill the spot?
Yes.
And Johnny Hicks, you know, he's
amazing.
He's coming up, and so
yeah. He's up there already. Okay, and tell me about this. It's in Surrey. Tell everyone, yeah, where. The venue, yeah.
So it's on 128th, I think. It's just off Scott Road there.
It's Petullo.
Petullo Drive Bridge. Under the bridge. it's very just off to the side there. But it, you know what? You walk in and it feels like Hollywood, Vegas.
Yeah.
Chandeliers. I mean, just the decor is just nice. And when I walked in with Jeremy, I said, this is going to be fancy. It's going to be huge.
It's so Elvis, yeah. Yo.
So Elvis, right?
That's right.
We're bringing Vegas
Elvis
from here. Right?
That's right. And then tell me about the Rockers.
Yeah, the Rockers, you know, as you know, we've done it, promoted a few shows here about it, and been my band for 3.5 years. And in those 3.5 years, we've been really, really successful. We've been really good, you know. We did the, you know, this past summer or spring, we did the World of Wheels car show up in the Okanagan. We did a really good summer. We had like a lot of shows and all that stuff. So we were kind of quiet there for a bit as a band. But then, you know, when we put this up, it's like, you know, gun pedal to the metal. Like we're rehearsing. And it's going to be fun. The boys are excited.
I love it.
And we're getting very, very excited.
Yes. Okay, so let's go back. And when you were doing shows here at the Admiral Pub, we're going to play one of your songs here. Tell me about this song.
So, you know, shout out to Brian Simsim. He's a legendary Elvis tribute artist himself. When I first started, you know, I was just green. I was just trying to get myself out there. And got to thank Brian. He invited me down to the Admiral Pub that's still there. Kicking and did some shows there, and this is one of them. This was just before the famous coronavirus pandemic. So this was Christmas 2019, and I hope you like it.
Well, clap your hands on this one, okay? Let's do it. Yes, sir, we are. I'm gonna skip on you. Skip because I step on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair. I squeeze you tighter than I do some affair. Yes, sir, we are. Because I step on you. I'm in the kitchen, I'm in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you on the kissing side, I think the line of horses couldn't tell us why. Try to take a tether from this other side. But let's have a look at this one. Keep us tied on. Because I'm stuck on you. I'm in the kitchen, I'm in the hall. Ain't gonna do it no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing star, I see the wild horses couldn't tear us apart.
All right, now we are going to talk about what is their favorite Elvis song. I know there's so many, but what are they feeling right at this moment?
You know, it's depending on the mood of the show. I don't know. But, you know, I think a lot of people come up to me and they say, and it's an obscure Elvis song. You know, people say Blue Suede Shoes and all that stuff. But for me as an ETA, and you could probably agree to this, I love Just Pretend. I just like the obscured Elvis songs. And you know, his ballads were just really special to me, and it showed his voice. And I think Just Pretend, if you ever get listen to it, listen to it. The words and all that stuff. Another one, too, is If I Can Dream.
I only just discovered Just Pretend in a couple years ago.
Thank you.
That was just like the 68 show.
Oh, yeah. You scared me there. I was like, what's there, a spider or something? But, yeah, no, like Just Pretend, If I Can Dream. I mean, for a fast, upbeat song, I mean, people love Suspicious Minds.
Yes.
I love Poached Salad. Mm. And some people are like, I just don't dig it. What's the word, what's the meaning of it? It's just a cool song, especially with the band. But, yeah, some of those songs ring a bell.
All right, Jeremy, how about you?
You know, the one that really inspired me to become an ETA is the Lottie Miss Claudie off the 68 comeback. That just threw me for a loop. But, you know, like, there's a lot of favorites since then, but that's the one that really, like, it's so bluesy. Like, I didn't know Elvis did that kind of music. It was always so poppy before, but then I just discovered 68 comeback, Lottie Miss Claudie.
All right. Okay, and now we're going to talk about, I know Elvis did a lot of movies. Now, which one do you don't like?
Well, it was a change of habit for me. I still can't finish that movie. It's everything that he sang was great, but the acting just turn it off.
I think, you know, there's so many movies that he did, right? It's people that don't know that, you know, during that time in his career, he did not want to do the movies. In the beginning, he was like, oh, so excited, right? Mm-hmm. But they weren't the roles that he wanted to play. He wanted to be a Marlon Brando or, the double seven movies or James Dean.
That's right.
And he didn't get those roles because of the Colonel and all that stuff. So, there's the odd good ones like King Creole and that stuff. I like Charles, but if we're talking like a crappy one that most of them were crappy, but that tickled me.
They wanted to keep them apple pie. That's what
probably tickle me. It's just a weird. He's in the hay barrels. I think it is.
That was kind of corny.
And it's just like and I think that's the same one where he's doing Old MacDonald.
Oh my lord!
He must have hated that. There's an article that he did not like that. He did not want to do it, but the colonel told him.
All right.
So,
Apple pie, man.
So, Jeremy, you play guitar. When did you start playing?
About 15 years old, yeah.
Amazing. Okay, and we have a little guitar here in the radio station. It is missing a string.
Yep.
And Jeremy, if you put your headphones down and just grab that guitar, they're actually going to perform something live. And this was just on the whim, folks. They didn't really practice it. They just kind of, all right, so...
Johnny and I have never played together.
This was
the practice one.
All right, so take it away, boys.
Okay.
Real high key. Well, lolly, 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 Miss Clolly, girl, you sure look good to me. Now please don't insult me, baby, I know it can be me. Cause I can give you all my money, girl, but you just want to treat me right. You leave it home every morning, don't you dodge it late at night. I'm gonna tell my mama, Lord, I swear on God what you are doing to me. I'm gonna tell everybody that I'm down in misery.
One more.
So my baby, well, I won't be coming no more.
Take it on.
Oh, goodbye, little darling. Down the road I go.
Something like that.
We missed one string.
Awesome. No, that was great, guys. Woo! Okay, and we're going to play another video that you got here on Facebook, and we'll talk about it after we listen to it.
Sweet.
What did you see? What you doing to me?
Let's hope that good thing I owe, honey, 'cause you never, ever lie to me.
Yes, amazing. Oh, wow. Okay, so tell me more about the New Year's show, folks, because it's going to be even better than what I see here, I believe.
Yeah, so it's coming. So, tickets are on sale. They were on sale now. They've been on sale for a couple weeks now. We've been posting it on Facebook and all that stuff, at least on Facebook, because most of our fan base is pretty much on Facebook and all that stuff. And we have a menu. Courtesy from Jeremy, he posted it, and we have all the nice meals, gourmet meals that will be part of the event.
Maybe tell me a little bit about the food. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a choice of beef, chicken, fish, and vegetarian pasta. And mm-hmm. If you want to come, you can get the tickets through email jeremycruisen@gmail.com. And there we will sit you, we'll reserve you a seat, we'll pick your food, and we'll do it. Every ticket's going to be personalized. It's just the way we want to do it. And then that way, when you arrive there, you don't have to order. They bring you the food. It's done, because you only get an hour, and then the show starts. So we want to eat, get it out of the way, and then... So get your tickets, bring your pal, and let's have a good time.
That's right, and dress up.
Yes,
It's formal too.
So it's got to dress to the nines. It's white tie.
No, tens.
Dress to the tens. Yeah.
I even bought a tuxedo for it. My kids are coming in tuxedos.
Oh, so. Amazing!
Yeah.
So are your kids Elvis fans as well?
Oh yeah.
Do they do Elvis impersonation?
He sings with Johnny. Yeah.
Oh no way.
Jeremiah, right?
Amaziah.
And I don't know. I posted on there, and he has it on there. There's a video just recently. I did a show, and he's. He's still my thunder,
He's cute.
Yeah.
He's
but
cute.
He's a smart kid. He knows what to do. He's doing the pinwheel thing. And like I say, he's still my thunder. It's like, hey.
How old is he? He's eight years old, folks. OMG. Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to do the trivia, Elvis trivia, folks.
Oh boy.
And we're going to see who answers it first.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. When is Elvis's birthday?
January 8th, 1935.
He got that one.
Jeremy got that one. Okay, so that's one for Jeremy. Okay, what rank in the army was Elvis?
Oh my God, you should know this.
Sergeant.
He's the sergeant. Yes, because Jeremy's actually wearing army outfit today. So that's very fitting, yes. Okay, and what is the name of Elvis's daughter?
Lisa Marie Presley.
There you go. So two and then one for Johnny. Okay, was Elvis a twin?
Yes.
You got
yes.
And I didn't know that either until I was doing some research.
Yeah.
And, we got twins sitting right here at the radio station, folks.
There we go.
All right, resemblance is so canon.
The twin brothers. Okay. So right now it is tie, folks, 2-2. This is the last question. Okay. Presley has a little bit of native ancestry. Do you know which tribe?
Cherokee.
He got it.
Oh.
All right. Jeremy is the winner. Congratulations.
Oh, woo.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Give him a cookie.
Yeah. All right. So tell me about this last song we're going to play here.
So again, it's most of my Facebook fans, Johnny Ellis fans, know that I record and I record some recordings of myself and put them on there on Facebook. And this is an Elvis song, and it's an obscured one or two. It's came out, oh my goodness, somewhere in the mid-60s. Forgive me on this, but it's a beautiful, it's a cool, funky song. It's called Too Much Monkey Business from yours truly, Elvis Presley. So take a listen.
try to run me up a creek. Says you buy it, you can try it, you can pay me next week. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. One here good looking, trying to get me hooked. Want to marry, settle down and home and write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Pay for some wrong guy gone with me. On to be the operator, tell me a tale. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Been to Vietnam, been to fighting in the war. Army bar, army chow, army clothes, army car. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Working in the fuel station, too many tasks. What the window, check the tires, check the oil, dollar gas. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. One here good looking, trying to get me hooked. Wanna marry, get a home and settle down and write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business.
I just heard Ricky J's listening on your Facebook Live there.
Yeah. he watched some of my content, so.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Comes to a few of my shows, too.
Yes. Okay, so we were just talking about hair, and we want to know the secret on how you do the Elvis hair.
A whole can of hairspray. No, I over the years, a lot of guys are different. You know, for me, I'm just very, like, over the years, I remember I used to just took a whole handful of gel and just went in, and it was just so greasy and just didn't. So I had to learn how to craft it, and I had to learn too over through the years of Elvis. You know,
now
he was wax. And Elvis in the 50s was the greaser look, and yes. Then when you see pictures of me or Elvis in the 70s, it was more like this. It was kind of just frizzed and whatever, and he had more hair back then, and so it just. You have to play with the eras and kind of figure it out. But yeah, just use a little bit of that yellow bottle or tube of Got to Be.
Yeah.
Got to Be.
And I use the hairspray too for that brand, but otherwise use the Trez. And then I just take the blow dryer. We were talking about this yesterday. Seriously,
yeah.
take a brush, paddle brush, and just really just once it's all gelled in, you take the blow dryer, heat it up, and just let that frizz up, and then throw it back up.
There you go.
Whether it's the 50s or 70s, you throw that up so it's got volume.
Got the volume.
And then you just shape it and all that stuff. So.
All right. Yeah. Any tips, Jeremy, for hair?
It's different for every Elvis. For me, it's really hard because I have a lot of curls.
Mm.
So it doesn't really, I have to do a lot of finicky straightening, and trying to look white is very hard.
Okay, all right.
So, but yeah, the sticky wax and a little bit of hairspray for me.
All right. Okay, you got some gigs coming up.
Yeah, so leading up to New Year's, we got some shows with the band actually as well. Starting off, we got, I'm doing a solo variety show. One thing I've been kind of, you know, experimenting with my career and what I wanted to do is try to stay, put my finger on the pulse, what the demographic is and all that stuff. And so I'm starting Saturday, I'm doing like a variety show. So there won't be actually no Elvis in this show. It's just going to be variety of 50s to the 70s of like Johnny Cash, Roy Orbison, Buddy Holly, Elton John, maybe some country like Alan Jackson, all that stuff. So just throwing up different stuff. and just call it Johnny the Rocker.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of a different direction.
Yep.
So I'll be playing there at the Artful Dodger on Saturday at 8 p.m. No cover. That's in Langley, Brookswood area. The 15th, I'll be at Brownsville. I'm doing my Elvis and Variety show there. The next night, I'm at the Holidays with my band, The Rockers and I, at the Holidays annual event there up in Austin Heights. We're on at 8 p.m. So it's a kid-friendly community outdoor event, festivities and all that stuff. So there's jazz band and everything, and we're on at 8 p.m., like the last hurrah of the event. So we'll be there. The 23rd of this month, too, will be in Olive Grove Legion with my band. So come check it out. $10 cover to get to that one. And then I'll be in the Army Navy Air Force number 45. And
that's so cool.
Yeah, just a track show. I'll be there on December 7th. So come check that out. And then we have a private gig too, me and my band, at a big care home at Cavell Gardens in Vancouver, and that's on the 27th. And then we get to New Year's.
So, and then,
of course, you know, a lot of people see it too. I do a lot of the care homes too. Like I said, I just came back from a care home gig this afternoon, and I do the circuit from Langley to Vancouver and all that stuff. So it's really nice to, in between, because, you know, it's full time, so whatever you can get, right? But it's also just nice to hit the care homes because they know the music, they respect the music, they understand it. And with people that have dementia and all that stuff, or Alzheimer's, they resonate it.
Yes.
And I tell the story all the time that, you know, about a year ago, I went there at a care home in Walnut Grove, and there was this lady here in her 80s, she was just out of it. And she, the care told me that she had Alzheimer's. Well, it was a family day, and the minute the family came and the minute I started singing, she just lurked up and just smiled. And the family was crying, and I'm like, what did I do? What did I do? Did I did something wrong?
You brought her memory back.
Right? So I'm a little concerned. I found out at the end of the show that the daughter, granddaughter and the daughter came up to me. She says, thank you so much. My grandma never smiled and clapped. She actually clapped the first time in 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. Cool. So that just put us, you know, put something in my cap there. So I'm very happy. So it's always good to give back to the care homes and all stuff, and also give back to the community too. I do stuff for the homeless too.
Yeah,
and all stuff,
music does magic, folks. And if you want more magic, New Year's Eve, right? So, Jeremy, tell everyone where your email address.
JeremyCruisen@gmail.com.
Yes.
That's right. That's where you can.
And you can find that on our Facebook pages. It's got the email on that stuff. You can get a hold of him on his email and just.
What's your handle on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mine's Jeremy Santa Cruz on Facebook. Yep. It is.
Jonathan Martin Hicks or Johnny Elvis. I put them on my personal page or on my business page. So.
Jonathan.
Right.
And not with an H.
Because
then it would say Jonathan, you know? So, yeah.
All right.
So.
Okay. Well, just before we go, guys, can I hear a little Elvis? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
No, you got to curl that lip there, Jonathan.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's how you do it, folks. That's how you do it.